This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Monday warrior, meet me stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, meet me stride.
All right, your phone calls are coming up next segment. I want to air a few minutes of Matt Gaetz taking it to them. When they won't say what a woman is, when they won't say what a man is, it's because they don't want to say what a baby is. They want to teach us to have no limits and put up with anything they're pushing, anything they're doing. And it's sick, and it's degenerate, and it's evil. So we're going to play this clip, go to break, come back, and go to Tyler, Fabio, Jefferson, HB, and Robert here before the great Jay Dyer, with all his documents, takes over. But I got to tell you, it's one hell of a time to be alive right now. And I cannot express to listeners enough. You see how we're at game time. You see how it's all down to the line right now. And I, for strategic reasons, don't want the enemy to know where their targeting's working, so I can't tell you all the stuff that's going on at this point. But down the road, if I can, I will. But let me just explain something. We're on the verge of total victory or total defeat. We are in an incredibly important time right now. And God's in control, not these Satanists. So I just want to take a little bit of time out here to salute the boom operator of that camera and the crew in there making the switches and getting the guests on and running the show and you, the audience, and our affiliates, almost 400 radio affiliates right now. The broadcast is exploding because people get, man, this Jones isn't crazy. He knows what he's talking about. So thanks to all your work, we are in a position to affect the world more than ever at a critical space. And that's why God put us in this position. And everything we've done so far was just to put us in this position right now. Here's Matt Gaetz.
Questions of the person who created a great deal of confusion by saying that this matter was for the reproductive freedom of women. And I appreciate her yielding to a few questions that I think clarified that point. If the gentlelady would yield to another clarifying question, and I'm not here to make a partisan argument. I'm here to understand the effect of the bill and what you're talking about in support of the bill. You used the phrase unborn child in your most recent debate. What does that phrase mean to you?
Mr. Gaetz, Ms. Bass would like to answer your questions.
Well, then she can strike the last word.
I am finished with you right now, and I do not yield.
So that's telling, right? I mean, I'm just here trying to get answers to questions. You, Ms. Bass, you didn't use the words that were confusing, so I'm not going to yield to you.
It is my bill.
But you didn't use the words in description of it.
And guess what?
It was Ms. Ross who used those words. If I want to ask questions to Ms. Ross, she could choose whether or not to yield to give the answers. But you covering for her.
But you're not really interested.
She doesn't know the words she uses.
Interested.
Cannot in the Judiciary Committee sit and answer the questions on something as important as life or death when I control the time is outrageous.
Are you done?
I'm done when my hearing's done.
And
when
I'm done,
you can yield for those questions. But it's crazy that in this committee, when I'm trying to get honest answers to questions about the effect of the bill, whether or not it paves the way to abortions, that you all want to sit up there and squawk at me rather than allow me to ask questions. When you have the time, you can control the time. How about that? But these are fair questions. She used the phrase unborn child. I would like to know what that means to her. Because what it means to us
on a break
is that it is a life. But you know what? I want the answer on the record, Ms. Bass. I want the answer for the American people. Because to all of us, my party that was impugned, we actually think that unborn life is a child. And that there is a liberty interest there that is worthy of our defense and our protection and the values that undergird the American Constitution. I don't think that's too unreasonable. And by the way, if you use a phrase in this committee, you shouldn't have to have a senior member answer the questions for you. You should be able to answer those questions yourself. And if not, I think it speaks to the credibility of the debate that is offered. So I'll yield, Ms. Bass. I got 50 seconds.
Thank you. I would like for us to vote on the amendment. I think the bill is clear. The rest of this discussion is theater. I would like to vote on the amendment. Well, right. Can we vote on the amendment, Mr. Chair?
I tell you what, Ms. Bass, reclaiming my time. We'll vote when we're damn well ready and when we're done answering our questions.
Oh, you chair the committee now?
No, we have rights in the minority to utilize time under the 5-minute rule to be able to offer our perspective on matters. And we're sorry if you all are in such a rush to kill unborn life that you're unwilling to answer our questions. But you know what? The good news is, with the Supreme Court we currently have, this is now a pro.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Jay Dyer is set to take over in T-minus 15 minutes, but right now we're taking your phone calls. Thanks for holding. Tyler in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing today?
Man, I'm fighting hard, brother.
Oh, man, we're with you, man. Hey, quick question I had for you. When do you think the people are going to start standing up, maybe taking action in their own hands? I kind of feel like another lockdown might get something going, you know? I mean, not saying it's going to be great, but it's going to be, I think, maybe...
You're right. They're getting their new lockdown ready. I think people saw through the first one, thought they had to back off, but they can't help themselves. They're going to try it again, and I think that will blow up in their face.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I had a little 4th of July get-together to celebrate being American, and my whole cul-de-sac, you know, we're Trump people, you know, we're from Kansas, you know, we're red. So we're sick and tired of this, man. I mean, I have a feeling that something's going to happen, and it might not be something good. It might take some lives. I don't know, but
the good news is we got people in Latin America and Africa and Asia and the Middle East and Europe and Russia and every damn old place that are awake and know what's going on, and they're fighting back everywhere, brother. So the New World Order's in trouble. They admit that in their own publications.
I hear you, Alex. That's all I was saying, man. I appreciate you. I'll let you get to the other callers and have a wonderful, wonderful evening, man. I appreciate you.
You too, brother. Love you. Thank you. Let's talk to a caller in Texas. A lot of calls from Texas today. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So I was going to call and talk about Reyes, and Reyes never talks about Stuart Rhodes or anything like that, but I thought that was kind of a downer. So I thought instead I'd let you finish the show on an up note and just say, if anybody's looked into that Bitcoin transaction from the anonymous donor, that's really cool, because you can trace it all the way back to the point where all of that Bitcoin got into the wallet that gave the money to you or gave the Bitcoin to you. And you find out that was like 29 transactions, all that occurred on January 20th. Of 2016. So that's like Trump's inauguration date. So somebody got a big pile of money on Trump's inauguration date, and then 7-8 years later gave it to you. And it got me thinking that it's probably Trustee Johnson is your anonymous Bitcoin donor.
Who?
And I just wanted to say, Trustee Johnson.
Who's that?
You don't know who Trustee Johnson is?
Tell me.
Okay, but just Google it, man. Have a good day.
No, you're on air. Tell us. Huh? All right, probably a prank caller. Let's talk to Jefferson of Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the air.
Alex, I was moved by your miscarriage story, reminding me of the Jeremiah. I knew you before I formed you in the womb. I think it's very likely that souls don't enter the fetus until the brain is big enough to be a transceiver for the soul.
You're probably right, brother.
I think there's a way out of this mess. Maybe I should talk to you off air, but I think you can monetize this argument. I think if you talk to a child, much like Nick Sandman, you can turn yourself into a moneymaker on this argument of how we get these people out of office. USC 18, Title 18, 1918, they're all in violation of their oath because Kamala Harris is not a natural-born citizen. If you make an interview with a child making that argument and you take the opposing view, that will go viral, and you will get rich when that child gets defamed by the media that you hate so much, the fake media.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not as smart as you, and I mean that for real, Jefferson. Do I do a mock interview with Kamala Harris, or what are you saying?
No, no. You need like a Nick Sandman child to take the position that Kamala Harris is not a natural-born citizen. You do the interview with the child making the opposing view that you think the child is wrong. So that will become a viral video where the media has to attack the child for saying that Kamala Harris is illegally in office, and you don't get in trouble for being the interviewer that's saying that is the child
All
is
right,
wrong.
Jefferson, I appreciate your call. HB in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? Hey, I got a whole bunch of stuff here, but you mentioned Pretender. You said Pretender a while ago. We used to watch this show called The Pretender, and they would abduct these kids, and they take them to this place called The Center and make them run simulations. It was like MK Ultra. So the other night, we're watching a show called Gotham reruns from the 90s, and it's about adrenochrome. So this whole thing is just, it's too much. That was like from the mid-90s.
They're thrown in our face, aren't they?
They are. It was wild. I mean, I didn't see that the first time through. I hadn't watched those shows for like, 10 years or so. To go back to see them, it was really wild. But I wanted to know a little bit about the CBDC. How in the hell is that going to work? If they're rioting over in China, do you think the U.S. will riot when they shut our bank accounts down and we can't trade our precious metals in for CBDC? What's going to happen?
No, you're right. They're doing a beta test in China right now for America. It's all going down right now. Thank you, HB. Anything else? He's gone. Fabio in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex?
Good, brother.
I just want to thank you, Owen, Greg Reese, Harrison. You guys are doing an amazing job. I'm up here in Canada. And you guys basically make with all this tyranny, all this evil, all this demonic behavior worthwhile because you are the positive light in a world of darkness.
Well, we're trying, brother, as hard as we can.
And I have a question. So I'm in Canada. We had a Canada-wide outage for Rogers, and it was on the exact day as Cyber Polygon. Do you believe that is related? Do you believe that?
Definitely the globalists tell us what we're going to do next. First was a viral attack. Next is a cyber power outage. Absolutely.
All right, and I just want to thank you. You guys are doing a great job, and just keep up the great work, and, fight the power, and glory be to God.
Absolutely, brother. God bless you. You know, I didn't get to this today because it's so outrageous, and because it's happening to us, it's, like, hard to talk about because it's so weird. It's, like, not believable. But the judge in Texas on the fake show trial Sandy Hook thing coming up in August, entered an order saying we can't talk about the First Amendment, we can't talk about free speech, we can't talk about America. It's official. And now in Connecticut, they have their experts listed about white supremacism to say I'm a white supremacist to the jury. What the hell does white supremacy have to do with us questioning the events of Sandy Hook? But they already defaulted us. They already said we're guilty. So they're going to tell a jury they're guilty and they're white supremacist. I don't feel bad for myself having that happen. I sit back and I go, what is it they won't do? They have weaponized the judiciary. They've weaponized Congress with the January 6th committee. They don't care. And anybody playing games with this, anybody going along with this system is a fool, because you can pretend you're part of the power structure. You can pretend you're going along with this, you're part of it, but you're not. You're not. It doesn't matter who's involved or who's engaged in it. This is tyranny. Tyranny has come to America. World government, world IDs, Mark of the Beast, it's all here. And so I have faith in humanity. And I see the political class has gone totally insane. And I just say, we've got to stay out of their way while they collapse, because they are destroying themselves and they're trying to claw us down with them and drag us down into the system with themselves. Jay Dyer is set to take over for the next 45 minutes ahead of the war. Though with Schroyer, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air and your word of mouth. Remember, this is the number one show in the world. The enemy wants to shut down. So the fact that you're tuned in is very special. And I want you to let that sink in and ask you today to keep spreading the word about InfoWars.com/show and Bandai Video. And to continue to go to InfoWarsShow.com and get great products while they're still available, because we've had a great 28-year run and it's in God's hands, but we are so close to being shut down. It is only your will, God working through you, that is keeping us on air. So please go today and don't wait to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of the great products that are for sale right now, like Bodies, Ultimate Tumor Formula, finally back in stock. Bodies, Ultimate Tumor Formula, back in stock, and so much more. Jay Dyer takes over for the next 45 minutes with their own documents and their own admissions. They can't stand this information being on air. But thanks to you, it's still on air for now, but don't take it for granted. Great job, crew. Jay Dyer takes over now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
On your guest host, Jay Dyer of JasonAnalysis.com. You know, we've lectured through many of the writings of the global elite. And today I want to cover a book that you might have heard Alex mention earlier this week. It's a very well-known book, and it's a great complement to Dr. Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, detailing the means and methods of the Atlantis' power block in the 20th century, how they orchestrated the two world wars and then the Cold War. There's another professor that you, again, may not have heard about or may not have read his books. His name is Professor Anthony Sutton, and he was a professor of economics from England who eventually became a U.S. citizen. And he wrote several famous books, the first of which is what we're going to talk about today, and I won't be able to go into the whole book, but I'll give you an introduction to this work, and then if you go over to my channel on YouTube or over on Rockfin in the next couple of days, I'm going to lecture through the totality of the book, and it's called Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, you might think, well, you know, what? So this is just another conspiracy book. Now, as you know, what we do is we lecture through the books of the professors, of the academics, of the elite themselves. Now, Professor Sutton was not initially some kind of conspiracy theorist, but the more that he dug into congressional records and declassified cables and so forth, he started noticing a pattern of the dialectic of the capitalist or the monopoly capitalist and the Soviet Marxist socialist not to be a real dialectic. In fact, it's a manipulated dialectic. And one of the things he put at the beginning of the book, which, by the way, this book came out in 1974, so this is not that old of a text. He includes a cartoon where he shows in 1911, a cartoonist for the St. Louis Dispatch had drawn this this cartoon, which kind of spills the beans here, right? And what you see is a bunch of industrialists, a bunch of wealthy capitalists shaking hands and befriending Karl Marx. Well, wait a minute. I thought that the enemy of the capitalist, the enemy of the person who wants to, you know, obtain wealth and industry and so forth, isn't his greatest enemy the Marxist socialist? Aren't they the paradigm opposites? Well, as we said, as Professor Sutton dug deeper and deeper into the history of Bolshevism, Marxism, communism, socialism, etc., and fascism as well, he has another book on called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. He started noticing that, well, the first question that we should ask is, there's no revolution that can obtain any success without money. Have you ever thought about that? Where do revolutionaries get their money? Especially revolutionaries that at least claim or appear to be critical of money, critical of capital, critical of industry, critical of private property. Well, who's funding that? I mean, is it really the case that Marxism, socialism are movements for the grassroots, movements for the people? Now, they might have people amongst them that are grassroots and really believe in the story and the mythology of the oppressor-oppressed narrative and the class warfare, but it does seem like it takes money to have a revolution, especially to overthrow a government. And if you heard the Greg Reese report that he just put out that was really good about Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, you know, he talks about in that little clip the success of the CIA working at the behest of the Rockefellers and the big money at overthrowing dozens and dozens and dozens of countries. And actually, in the history of the U.S., there have been coups going all the way back to the 1800s that the power structure that the intelligentsia and the wealthy had themselves really been behind. And so the reason this book is so important is that it's kind of an addendum to Dr. Quigley's work, not just showing the manipulation of revolutions or the support of liberalism on the part of very wealthy people, but actually tracing the money for the funding of the actors on the revolutionary stage. So the first thing he notes as he begins the book is that there's a letter from one of the to President Woodrow Wilson, who some people think was actually blackmailed by the banking elite. He had a handler named Colonel Edward Mandel House, who seemed to have been the go-between from the banking elite and Woodrow Wilson. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind. But there's a letter written to President Woodrow Wilson from William Lawrence Saunders, the chairman of the Ingersoll Rand Corporation, also a director of the American International Corporation and deputy chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And he says, I'm in sympathy with the Soviet government. It is best suited for the Russian people. So the head of the Federal Reserve of New York writes a letter to Woodrow Wilson, president, saying, I'm a big fan of Bolshevism, of Sovietism. But again, how can we make sense of this? Remember that here on the Fourth Hour, I've covered many times David Rockefeller's famous 1979 New York Times editorial, where he says that Chairman Mao was a great experiment. The Chinese Maoist experiment was a great success, and how much he loves Mao because that social experiment had the benefit of completely renovating, bulldozing Chinese society and putting it under the aegis of the power elite, the internationalists, right? Rockefeller brags about that in a famous editorial. And so the same principle is at work here, where all the way back in the early 19-teens, we had this this evidence popping up that Professor Sutton, Dr. Sutton, noticed that the key issue here is that the false left-right dialectic needs to be exposed insofar as it relates to the Cold War, he says. Remember, this book comes out during the period of the Cold War. And he says that it needs to be exposed because there is an alliance, a hidden alliance between monopoly capital on Wall Street and Marxism socialism. For example, revolutionaries such as Lenin and Trotsky would find unsuspecting supporters in the figures of J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, and other European bankers who he has later chapters covering. So it's just amazing that how much foresight and how much perceptiveness, especially for the 70s, in the middle of the Cold War, that Professor Sutton had working at the Hoover Institute to realize, hey, wait a minute, big money loves Marxism socialism. This is even before you had David Rockefeller writing his his famous editorials. And so Professor Sutton was just a hero in that sense, in terms of digging into, we need to figure out where these revolutionaries get their money. And so the first names that he comes upon are, as we said, the big monopoly capitalists and bankers, J.P. Morgan, J.D. Rockefeller. And then as he dug deeper and deeper, he uncovered all kinds of secretive cables and memos and money transfers and loans that have been doled out, not just to the czarist government to get them into debt, but also secretive money transfers, wire transfers, gold transfers to the revolutionaries themselves, like Lenin and Trotsky. Now, one point that he makes early on that's very perceptive for what we've gone through in recent times is bailouts. In fact, he says that there's a reason that the bankers love these loans, and that they love socialism, is socialism creates the situation of corporate welfare. You know, we hear all the time people complaining about, oh, those lazy people out there that just want their EBT card, swipe my EBT. But it turns out the biggest socialists and welfare people are the corporations. Remember how Walmart would get money from the government? Corporate welfare? I think the only person I remember even calling this out back in the day was Ron Paul and Alex Jones. And so socialism is not the enemy of the corporatists. It is the friend of the corporate elite. So as we continue, we'll get deeper into this. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. This is Jay Dyer, guest hosting for...
We
brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Very important text from 1974 from Professor Anthony Sutton, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, part of his trilogy where he looked into the real story behind not just the revolutions of the left, but also the revolutionary right-wing philosophy or the fascist tradition and where they got their money in his other book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And then also he looks into the person of FDR. And so what about FDR and the banking elite behind FDR? And that actually is backed up by the lesser known chapters in Dr. Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, where he talks about the bankers utilizing FDR to put the country into debt through the public works project. So they did have the ability, at least for some time, for about a decade, to help the U.S. come out of the Depression. But Dr. Quigley says that the banking elite knew very well that the public works projects, even though they might have put a Band-Aid on the debt for a time, all they did was put the country deeper into debt for the next generation that came along. And so he discusses in passing in Tragedy and Hope the boom-bust cycle and how there's a sort of a two-step back and forth that happens sometimes between generations even, where the elite can push privatization for a time period, which consolidates, and then they can push collectivization and liberal ideas for the next decade. And so there's a boom-bust cycle that can be manipulated. And even the depressions themselves, right, are manipulated, the Great Depression being engineered and triggered on purpose, in my view. And so the reason that, again, Sutton's book is so important is that he also came to those same conclusions through studying the, you know, cables and the congressional records and these archives, right, that covered a lot of these lesser known transmissions of money, lesser known cables that have been sent between embassies about funding the revolution, and how it wasn't the U.S. government, but very wealthy, higher people above the level of government that were on board with the revolutionaries, not because they believed the philosophy of Marxism, communism, Leninism, or whatever, but because they see it as a useful tool for destroying the existing order and preparing the way for, through the collectivization of the wealth and the industry, then to come in when it collapses and buy it up for pennies on the dollar and transfer that wealth offshore after the collectivization process. This is always the standard cycle that the elite use as a scam, and that's why the boom bust cycle itself is a manipulated and engineered scam. And that's, again, something that even Ron Paul has talked about for a long time, and he's completely correct about that, because both Quigley and Sutton had come to the same conclusions, again, from different vantage points. Quigley, of course, being the proponent of this system, a believer in the New World Order system, a big apologist for it. Sutton being more of a critic of it and pointing out that this is going to lead us into a bad place. And he goes on to say, well, if we look at the structure of this supporting and funding of revolutions, we'll notice that socialists always get money from industry, bankers, and monopoly capitalists. That always seems to be the case. And then he says that, again, this is because it collectivizes the wealth. Then we can even begin to understand how Woodrow Wilson played into this, because, of course, he played a big role as the tool of the banking elite in helping to push forward support for not just World War One, but also for the centralized banking power in the U.S., right? We get the Federal Reserve again in 1913, which is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. Now, I don't think that the Federal Reserve and what's happening in America is a Marxist conspiracy per se, because it's higher than that, right? And so what a lot of people like Anthony Sutton and people that were looking into the communist takeover, right? What McCarthy and others, what they were really stumbling upon without knowing it was high level industrialists and capitalists and Wall Street funding for liberalism and socialism, which they mistook to be a sort of grassroots or a foreign power running that operation. It wasn't Moscow primarily. Now, Moscow was a Soviet government. But again, the point that Sutton makes is that there wouldn't have been a Moscow, a Soviet government, or anything like that if you hadn't had treason at the highest, wealthiest levels in the West to support those movements. And so he says industrialists and bankers formed the support, first of all, for Trotsky. And the U.S. Bolshevists in the U.S. were big supporters of Woodrow Wilson because they saw him as an ally. And so you get this important support for Trotsky, oil money, Wall Street, through oil magnates and oil money supported the Bolshevik Revolution. And he ends his first chapter by saying that this is really a kind of a dialectic. And I think that's the key point here, is that to understand dialectics is just to understand the philosophy of opposing power and forces, of the good guys versus the bad guys, black versus white, night versus day, right? Now, I don't believe that those things are inherently bad or inherently evil or anything like that, but
what happens is that through manipulation, people will take things that are distinct and try to smash them against one another. This is a central component of Marxism socialism. They actually believe that dialectical process is almost this sort of mystical evolutionary thing which brings about revolution. And so that's why Marxism has as its fundamental core component the idea of never-ending revolution and never-ending critique, never-ending clash. It's a philosophy, a worldview of clashing. And that's why it's red, because it's blood and it's warfare. It's never-ending warfare, never-ending destruction and chaos to bring about eternal revolution, which produces the final stages, which produces the utopia, which produces the omega point, right? These different philosophers of dialectics believe this. And so that's why they fund and promote and constantly refer to war, chaos, destabilization, and manipulated chaos. It's necessary, in their view, for the whole process. And that's why as a Marxist or as a socialist, as a revolutionary, you can't just be an academic. Right? You can't just be in your ivory tower. You have to be out there involved in the streets. You have to be part of a praxis. And so for a Marxist socialist, praxis is just as important as knowing and understanding this esoteric mystery religion philosophy of Marxism. And so the first character that he goes into is Leon Trotsky, and he talks about how the U.S. intelligence agencies had at that time, when Trotsky was in New York, they noticed that he had gotten, I think, $10,000 from a, quote, German source. And they couldn't figure out how, between him going to New York and to Mexico and these different places, that he had gotten, again, in the 19-teens, right, you know, $10,000 would be a lot more than it is now, probably like $100,000, right? So why would he get $10,000 from, quote, German elites? And it does appear to have come from the German government. Well, it turns out that other information and cables disclosed, according to Professor Sutton, that this had come from another banking family in Sweden that had funneled the money to Germany to then send it to Trotsky, so that it was kind of lost in concentric circles of, you know, networks of funding. So in other words, it wasn't really German banking elites or interests or the German government, but it provided a cover to where it looked like people thought, Trotsky, he's one of those German agents. Okay, but he wasn't a German agent. President Woodrow Wilson then provides a special passport for Trotsky. Why would the president provide an open Bolshevist, an open communist, a passport so that he could go to Russia? Well, if we believe, according to, you know, the academic story and history of the Federal Reserve, we know that it's because Colonel Edwin Mandel House was the agent of the banking elites, especially from the UK, to get Woodrow Wilson to do the things that were necessary. Again, some people claim that Woodrow Wilson was actually sexually blackmailed. I don't know for sure, but that's a theory that some historians have, that's part of the reason that he was able to be cajoled into so many of these policies that helped the Federal Reserve elite, the banking elite, the international industrial elite. And so then you get companies like Crane, the Crane Company, Westinghouse Company, who begin to make moves towards supporting the Russian Revolution so that they can plan to set up their corporations in Russia. So in other words, you can begin to see that with the revolution and getting rid of the czar, then the corporations could be present in Russia and experience tremendous profits. And so we can see multiple motivations by different groups for the Russian Revolution. And that's not to say that there weren't problems in Russia, or there wasn't poverty, or there wasn't tyranny. Certainly there was, but the solution for the...
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You notice there on my website, if you see that picture of me sitting there in that Tony Montana suit in my library, if you go to that link, it'll be an evening with Jay Dyer in Nashville, Tennessee. We've sold quite a few of the tickets. There's still a few left, so if you're interested in attending that, July 30th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., you can come. There's still tickets. The link's there at the website at Eventbrite. And it'll be a fun evening. I'll be opening it up with an icebreaker of silly stuff, a lot of impressions, impersonations, so forth for the first hour. Then Jamie will be giving a talk on Hollywood and the esoteric from her books. And then we'll have a talk on my new book, Meta-Narratives, Essays in Philosophy and Symbolism, which I did last week's fourth hour for Alex. We covered that in the fourth hour. If you want to see more about what the book is about, I'll be going into a lot more depth in the live event for about a two-hour talk on that. And then we'll open it up for Q&A. So there's cameras and there's private security, so it is a secure event in North Nashville.
about, I don't know, a couple weeks from now. If you want to reserve your tickets, go ahead and do that. Again, it's North Nashville, Tennessee. And if you're in Kentucky, if you're in Georgia, if you're in, you know, any of these other southern states in the area, go ahead and come on over. We got people flying in, so we got already quite a few tickets sold. So I'm happy that so many people are going to make their way out. And I might just expand that into other cities. So maybe we'll do a speaking event in Florida, Austin, Hollywood, right? Those are the cities that we usually done very well when we've done speaking events in the past. So look for that in the coming months as well. Next up, Dr. Sutton goes on to discuss in Wall Street and the Wall Street Revolution, the character of Lenin. And we find the exact same patterns with Lenin as we saw with Trotsky, where Lenin also seems to get curious German assistance for his Bolshevik revolution. And he cites a minister of foreign affairs to the Kaiser in 1917 who had noticed that it was not until the Bolsheviks had received from us a steady flow of money through various channels and underlying labels that they were in a position to be able to build up their main organ, Pravda, and thus to conduct an energetic propaganda campaign, especially extending to the narrow base of their party. So Germans had noticed and mentioned and said that the success of the Bolsheviks kind of depended upon money that came from the German government. But as we know, that money from the German government was actually a front, a cutout for other banking interests and people that he goes on to mention in the book later on, a guy named Olaf Ashberg, who was a Swedish banker who sent money to both Trotsky and to Lenin, it appears, according to Professor Sutton. Now, another important factor that seemed to be a cutout for pushing money to this revolution was the American International Corporation, which is one of the J.P. Morgan outfits. And so this is J.P. Morgan interest in the U.S., had as one of their subsidiaries this AIC. And AIC was one of the main ways that money was being pushed and sent to these revolutionaries, because, again, they had recognized that when the revolution occurred in Russia, this would free up a lot of resources, a lot of public works that could then be bought up by private interests. And so we need to understand that at this level, it's a lot more sophisticated than good guy, bad guy. It's a lot of pragmatic, high IQ, 66 dimensional chess, where you have people who can see what a revolution will do and then how to profit once that revolution occurs. And of course, they know that the revolutionary governments are not going to work. They know they're going to fail. They know they're going to collapse after a certain amount of time. And then when it collapses, because everyone at that level knows good and well that communism, Marxism, socialism are scams and they're tricks to destroy societies, then you come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. This is really the whole thing. This is why it's so useful to the power elite, especially the mega elite. We're not talking about millionaires here. We're talking about billionaires. Billionaires in 1900, okay? Billionaires that long ago. They had the foresight and the pragmatic concern because of that psychopathy, because of that control freak motivation to utilize Marxism for the benefit of industry and rebuilding society after all of this bloodshed and chaos, right? So again, it's a much bigger game than the supposed freedom that the revolutionaries are promising. And even the famous historian who I think himself was a socialist, Oswald Spengler, has the famous quote that there's never been a revolution of socialism or communism or Marxism that was not propped up by big money. Exactly. I mean, who pays for the revolutionaries to put out all their propaganda? Who pays for their speaking events? Who pays for them to travel all around the world promoting their revolutionary philosophy? You think that the revolutionaries, who almost in every case are just basically lazy, lay around pseudo-academics, do you think they have the money to fund traveling all over the globe and staying in these villas and traveling in, you know, high-profile limousines and whatnot? I mean, this is always what's been the case with socialism, right? They're propped up by wealthy people. That's done in kind of the background. And it's a bigger game that's being played than the liberation of some tiny, you know, dictatorship somewhere. Russia, as we saw, according to the global elites in this next chapter, is a future free market where the corporations could come in and rebuild it. Now, it's not a free market in the way that you probably think, like, oh, they're going to be free and that every Russian will be able to have his own business. And no, it's a free market in the sense of the monopoly capitalists coming in to set up Chase Bank, just as we see in the Chinese Revolution. What's the first bank allowed into communist China? Chase Bank. There's a whole chapter in David Rockefeller's memoirs where he says, because I love communist China, I was able to go over there and meet with them before Nixon did and set up Chase Bank in communist China. And so the next important point is that he kind of mentions in passing something that a lot of people don't know about, that one of the covers, one of the fronts for getting money and support to the revolutionaries was the Red Cross. The Red Cross was an intelligence front even back then for giving support, money, aid, and probably eventually guns to the revolutionaries. And so, again, allied with the elite is not just the support for the Bolshevik revolutionaries, but using an intelligence cutout, which is an aid organization. I thought the Red Cross was going to help people, and they're there to pass out, supplies and band-aids to people that are, have their arms blown off or whatever. Well, they might be doing that, but they're also supported by big money as well. You see, where do you think the Red Cross gets money? Oh, is it just giving? No. Let's not be as naive as to think that everything that is presented to us is just as is presented. A lot of things like that are cutouts. A lot of things have been used. And in this next chapter, he goes into other examples where entities like Sullivan and Cromwell were instrumental via Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan support in obtaining black operations in the Panama Canal. He talks about funding from the elites to Chinese secret societies to support Sun Yat-sen. And then he talks about Marxism and socialism aiding the OSS in helping Mao in China. This is all declassified. I cover this many times. Bill Donovan is who trained Mao's guerrillas. And so in 1974, Professor Sutton had talked about this. There was banking elite money that went into the support of the first Bolshevik revolution, which happened in Mexico. And this is the support for Pancho Villa through the Guarantee Trust Company and money that was sent to Pancho Villa and the Carranza Revolution, which some historians call the pre-Bolshevik Revolution in Mexico. So they call it a dry run for a money-supported Bolshevik Revolution in Mexico. And so the Texas Revolution was a dry run for what would later be the banking revolution in Russia. Again, he picks out the American International Corporation, the National City Bank, and other entities as being fundamental in the Bolshevik rise to power and them getting that money. So again, fascinating book. If you want to head over to my YouTube channel, I'm almost at 100,000, so you can help me hit 100,000 this week. I'm going to be lecturing through the rest of this book, this excellent book, and then we'll probably move on to lecturing through Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, and then some of Sutton's other famous books that he put out about the curious case of the remarkable true story, he says, of American capitalists who finance Russian communism. We'll find the same thing to be the case with fascism. We'll find the same thing to be the case with all of these control systems. And the reason that we're talking about this is that what's coming about today, the Great Reset, everything that Klaus is pushing, Klaus has a bust of Lenin when he does his interviews. Why do you think Klaus has a bust of Lenin behind him? Is it because Klaus actually believes in Marxism? Well, Klaus is a revolutionary in the sense of being a post-human. Right. And so in that sense, he is. But he's also beyond that because he understands, I think, at that level that it's a bigger game. This is the Alex Jones.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.